Storytelling pro Evropu.
Storytelling para Europa.
Storytelling for Europe.
Storytelling pre Europu.
Hisham, it hurts when people think we're terrorists.
Our daughter was born during the war in Syria. My wife, Dua, and I always dreamed of building a home and having a happy family. We met in Damascus, where I came from Lebanon for work. After high school, I started repairing computers and networks. I did it for almost 4 years and enjoyed it a lot. Thanks to that, I could fulfill my dreams. I opened 2 successful stores until the war began. Life in Damascus became unbearable. The circumstances worsened, and after our daughter was born, we started to worry seriously. At first, it seemed like solvable, ordinary problems. It didn't affect work. But then, the regions in the country fragmented into smaller parts controlled by different groups. We realized we weren't safe. It wasn't dignified for a human being to live and work in such conditions. With each passing day, fear grew, fear of death, as the area where we lived was full of protests and later hit by bombs and rockets. Before I decided to leave, I secretly pondered what we had left. I found out I had lost almost everything I had built over the years. We had a few-month-old daughter, and we knew she couldn't grow up in such a sad and devastated country. The only solution was to leave, find a new place, and change our work and life. Traveling to Europe was easy before the war. After the war broke out, leaving Aleppo was dangerous. We knew we could die at any time during the journey. We weren't sure if we would even reach our destination. We said goodbye to friends, relatives, and family, knowing that we would never see them again. When we arrived in Turkey, we looked for someone to take us across the sea to Greece. It was difficult. Smugglers led us through the forest. They were angry and yelled when our daughter cried. We had to walk silently the whole time, which is almost impossible with a small child. It was mentally and physically challenging. We even encountered a man who wanted to deceive us. Later, I met another person who promised to transport us to Greece. I wasn't afraid when I saw the boat. I'm a good swimmer, so I could save my family. My wife and daughter were frightened. They sat in the front of the boat while I was at the back. The smuggler forced me to give our daughter a sedative. Dua was afraid she would die and received assurances from everyone that they would take good care of our daughter. Although the smuggler told us the journey would take 45 minutes, it took 3 hours. Suddenly we got lost and the waves were too high, but we managed to land. As a husband and father, I had to believe that I would save my girls. The entire escape was a nightmare. I saw people who had arrived before and after us. Mothers crying because their children had drowned, their faces had turned black from the long exposure to the sun. Even the dead couldn't make it and died during the journey. I remember endless hours of walking, sleeping on the street or in forests and mountains. The unceasing longing for a safe and peaceful home screamed loudly in our hearts. We were lucky to receive asylum in Austria. I fell in love with this country. I immediately started learning the language to integrate and be useful to this society. It really hurts when people think of us as intruders, terrorists, or dangerous. Our religion teaches us to respect everyone. I believe that before God, we are all equal. After all, we all believe in the same God. The violence we see today doesn't stem from religion or faith. It is perpetrated by evil people.
Project Storytelling for Europe is funded by the European Union and Erasmus Plus programme.